Ladies and gentlemen, from Nashville, Tennessee's Grand Ole Opry, one of America's brightest stars, Rounder record favorite Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Saying mama won't be back. Well, I've got news for you, and you come back to me, dear. Well, you won't have a home, that's a fact. Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you roll them eyes at me telling me you're sorry. It's too late, babe, and it won't work this time. Well, I've always been around when you needed someone. Lord, I played the role till I knew each line to heart. But now the times have changed, won't you find another playmate? someone who'd be glad to play the part. Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you roll in eyes at me telling me you're sorry. It's too late, babe, and it won't work this time.
And thanks so much for having us back here this year at the festival, everybody. We're awfully glad to be back up here. The last time we played here, we got to play with one of my favorite singers of all time, who's from around this area, Dan Paisley. And we had a great time getting to play with him. He's mean.
He's the meanest.
He's the meanest. When he sings, he is the meanest. And we have some live tapes of Bob and Dan Paisley that we used to listen to all the time until we misplaced it. So I guess we'll have to bootleg somebody else's copy now. But thanks so much for having us, and we'd like to start introducing people up here to you, playing the mandolin from over in Kingsport, Tennessee. I first heard Adam play about 8 years ago, and he's been my favorite mandolin player ever since. And I'm also happy to say this is our fifth year of playing music together. That's Adam Steffi, everybody.
Howdy, folks. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our part of the show. Have y'all been enjoying yourselves here this year so far? Well, far out, as all the kids would say, and we hope you enjoy our part of the show. It's a pleasure to be back up here, as Allison said a minute ago, and hope you enjoy our part here at the Delaware Bluegrass Festival. It's been a couple years since we were here, and was anybody here the last time we were here? Well... Well, you've come back for more. That's a good sign, I reckon. Well, we'll roll along and do as much music as we can. This next song is one that we get a lot of folks asked for. So it's usually about this spot in the show where this one falls, because we don't want to miss any requests. If we know them, we'll do them. And if we don't, we'll do them and fail miserably sometimes. But we'll try anything once, and this is one that I think we know. It's one off of Allison's I've Got That Old Feeling record that came out back in the late 40s, I think. And this is one called Steel Rails.
Thank you. chase the sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. Trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back.
First we met.
We'd like to introduce the man on the banjo to you right now. He's from over in Torrance, California, and now lives in Franklin, Tennessee. And this is his fourth year with the group, but we've known Ron for years and years before that, and we were big fans of his singing, playing, and also he's written a number of really great songs that we've been lucky enough to record four of the ones he's made up. And he wrote, Jesus Help Me to Stand, also In the Palm of Your Hand, Who Can Blame You, and Shield of Faith. And we're going in the studio in October to start a new record, and we've got one of his on there already. And we're hoping to get some more songs from him this century. Please make him feel welcome. That's Ron Block, everybody. Look at him go.
Hey, sir.
Thank you.
It's Ron Block, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Second year, and we're awfully glad to have him back with us. Please make him feel welcome. Dan Tominski, everybody.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We'd like to do a song now that was written by a good friend of ours. He used to play bass in the band a little while ago. His name is John Pennell. John Pennell is here. All right. This is one I always like to be in the right key for. This one called Foolish Heart.
Cause I know I've been down the You'll need time to let my heart turn you. Now I won't be blue with dreams that won't come true. I'll take my heart, hit right for the door.
Check. There we go.
Thank you. We kind of lost Adam in there somehow.
Yeah, there was normally three parts to that one.
Oh, Bernie. Well, we would like to introduce the man on the bass to you right now. He's from over in Kingsport, Tennessee, and he now lives in Greenville, Tennessee, with his little dog, Sandy, that is just such an amazing dog. I can't believe it there. She jumps up on a stump. If you pat the stump, she'll jump up on it. And it's really, really great. And we wish we had her. We'd bring her over at the table and bring a little portable stump, and we'd do that at the table for you. But we weren't able to bring her. Hey, we got a stump.
No dog, though.
So we don't have the dog. But if you look at the stump, you can imagine the dog, Sandy, doing those fine tricks.
I'll do it.
Barry will do it, he says. But besides all those great things like the dog and the stump, Barry happens to be our favorite bass player. That's Barry Bales, everybody.
Yes. I'll take this moment right quick to let you all know that we're going to have stuff set up to sell. I'm not sure if Howard's back there under the shed or where he's at. Where are you at, Howard?
He's over there somewhere.
Oh, he's making his way over there right now. There he goes. Working hard for you, ladies and gentlemen, our lovely spokesmodel, Howard. So feel free to go by and check him out. He's going to have CDs and tapes and T-shirts, hats, and I believe we've got the Allison Krauss and Union Station keychains, which, boy, they're just going quick, folks. Can't keep them in stock. So don't be the last on your block to go by and get a Union Station keychain. Christmas is coming up. This festival usually marks the end of warm weather, and now it's going to start getting cool, I reckon. I'm ready for it. I don't know about y'all. I like the wintertime myself. So, anyway, feel free to go by and see Howard. He's setting the stuff up right now, and all the stuff, probably about 80 or 90% of the stuff we do on stage, we do have on record or soon to be recorded. So feel free to go by and check him out and all the folks that have stuff set up over there. I see the Bluegrass Unlimited booth. Is that Miss Kitsy over there I see? She's over there rocking. Feel free to go by and see her. She'll dance with you if you don't want anything. She'll dance. She's always up for a good dance. Likes to polka awful well. Go by and see Kitsy Cockendall and all the folks at BU. It's fiddle time on the show, isn't it?
It's almost
fiddle time. I've talked as long as I can. We got a fiddle player. I think we have the fiddle player, and I want y'all to make her welcome, if you would. Allison Krauss on the fiddle.
Hey.
And that's Allison tuning her fiddle, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've just been informed we've got time for one more. I've talked us through one song, and now we've got one more. So we'll let everybody have a supper break here, I guess. Is there
a break? I think so.
I think no supper. Okay. No supper. We play. We play now. Long time we play. Anyway, we'll do this one more and let everybody get up and stretch and go back to the camper or the car and get you elephant ear and or a hot dog or corn dog or something and lay down and swell up right good for dessert. And we'll be back later on tonight. I think we're here around 10 o'clock. So, y'all, please come back and be with us. We've had a ball and hope to see you back here tonight. Stick around. There's a lot more to come. And we'll see you later.
One, two, three, four.
Allison Krauss and Union Station. One more time, Allison Krauss and Union Station. Thank you, folks, very much.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for making us feel so welcome. Like I said, we'll be back here tonight, I believe, around 10 o'clock or so, maybe a little bit after. And thanks to all the folks here at the festival for making us feel so welcome and for having us back, and especially for you folks for sitting in with us this afternoon. We'll do this one here. This is one that a lot of folks ask us to do. It's one we like to do. It's a lot of fun. It's called Blue and Lonesome 2, and we'll do this one and be back after a while.
Allison Krauss and Union Station. And we're going to take a little break in the action here on the 24th Annual Bluegrass Festival presented by the Brandywine Friends of Old Time Music and give you time to eat your supper or maybe get Allison to autograph one of those CDs that you buy. Whatever you want to do, you just do it. We're going to give you time to do it in. And we'll be back to get it going for the evening portion of the show promptly at 7 o'clock tonight. Gentlemen, Tennessee's Grand Ole Opry, Rounder record star, Allison Krauss, and Union Station.
Starts to spin when I think where I've been playing twins.
chases after the moon.
Welcome to the second half of our scheduled two-rounder this evening. Thanks so much. Didn't Bob Amos sing great? Sounds great. We're standing back there during that. He's about to blow the trees down out here. But we're awfully glad to be back again. Thanks so much. We'd like to, just in case you weren't here earlier, we'd like to tell you who's playing the mandolin. That's Adam Steffi, everybody. The banjo is Ron Block. Boy, that's a funny looking banjo he's holding right there. Let me tell you. It's a git, Joe. That's what he said. Whoa.
Oh, you're funny. You are.
Yeah, I'm about to. My side is hurting from how funny that was. I'm sure all of you are.
Oh, my ribs.
Yeah, okay. So they're saying their ribs are really hurting. All right, well, we'd like to do a really, just a scorcher funny song for you right now. This is a song written by a guy that I used to play music with in Illinois who really had a lot of girlfriend problems. And he wrote all these really great sad songs. And then about 10 years ago, he got married. And from then on, he's been writing very, very happy songs. And much too happy for us sometimes, unfortunately. It's not the same. We like them sad and pitiful. And they're very happy now. And I said, you know, can't something bad happen to you? I don't mean to wish anything bad on them or anything, of course. Yeah, well, we're hoping that something small might happen. So we get another song out of him. But his name's Nelson Mandrell, and he's a really, really great songwriter, and he was nice enough to let us do these two songs.
Long for the days you love me, oh.
So we'll just move along, stop wasting time. It's over, all over now. It's over, end of line.
Thank you.
Poor I may be. shed his blood to set me free. If I live my life to trust in you, your grace will see me through. I'd rather be in the palm of your hand, though rich or poor I may be. Faith can see right through the circumstance, sees the forest in spite of the tree.
Ron Block wrote that song, everybody. On the end, he made that up.
Pardon me? Make her sing a fast one. Let's see. Fast one. Well, how about one that's not so fast that she doesn't sing? I guess that'll work, I reckon. I don't think we've reintroduced this fella down here on the Martin D28 herringbone guitar. And I want you to make him welcome once again, if you would, all the way from West Rutland, Vermont, by way of Ferrum, Virginia. Make him welcome once again, the Ferrum Flash. That's Dan Tominski. We're going to get him up here roundabout now to do a song that's on Allison's Two Highways album that came out a few years back. And this is a song off there that we really like to do. It's got like a double killing in it, and liquor and handcuffs and women and trains and everything. Oh, we just love this one to death. It's called the Wild Bill Jones.
Upon that Wild Bill Jones, he was a walking and a talking by my true lover's side, and I begged him to leave her alone. Well, he reeled and he staggered and he fell to the ground.
Your love, I know that I will call it back someday.
I've searched for oh so long. Only time will tell if I have made a loser's choice. And the silence rides my inner soul. Goodbye, lover. And the silence rides my inner soul. Goodbye, lover. Owns my home.
Well, I think she had to go to the bathroom, so.
I know I do.
I do, too.
I think I'm just going to go right here. Just kidding. I think it was about a year and a half ago or something like that that we were very honored and fortunate, to, in our opinion, to be asked to do a song on an album they were putting together in tribute to the late Keith Whitley, who was a big favorite of all of ours. And I think the first time I ever heard Keith sing, first heard his voice was on some of the recordings that he made with Ralph Stanley when he was a Clinch Mountain boy, and I was back there a while ago looking at some albums, and I noticed they've got an album he and Ricky Skaggs did together, the second generation bluegrass album that they did, which was just a wonderful album of a collection of songs. And Keith was a powerful bluegrass singer, and he went on to have a very, very popular country career, which was cut all too short by his early death. But you can hear his voice in a lot of the new country singers that are coming out today, I think, and I've heard a lot of them say in interviews that that he had a big influence on their singing, and he's going to go on influencing folks, I think, and their singing styles for a long time to come, because he was just one of those voices that doesn't come along but about ever 2 or 3 years. Just kidding.
I didn't hear what you said, but I'm sure it was very witty.
See, I'm watching these guys just walk around over here. I'm talking. I'm trying to work here now. No, but anyway, he was one of those singers that comes along about every century, and we were very honored to be asked to do a song on this record, and we hope he'd like the way this one turned out. This is one that he had out 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, or a little longer ago, towards the end of his career before he passed away, and it's called When You Say Nothing at All.
We also would like, Sherry Thompson would like to wish her husband Craig Thompson a happy anniversary today, and we'll dedicate this song to them. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I got a note today, and this is a really neat thing. This is a note I'm supposed to read, and this is for Georgia. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Marry me. Love, Dave.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. What'd she say? Are they still here?
On her honeymoon already. Where are you?
They left. She said, yes, where is she? Give us a wave. There they are back there, everybody. Give them a hand. They said, yes! Oh! Thank you very much, everybody, for having us this year. We have already gone over and we would sure like to thank Mr. Goldstein for having us this year, and especially all you folks, and for coming out. And congratulations to Dave and Georgia one more time, and we'll leave you with the Bill Monroe song. And this is one Adam just picks the doggone fire out of. And
I want to do this one for Lou DeMaio, my mandolin pal from up Hackensack, New Jersey way. We'll do this one.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I want to ask a favor of somebody. We did this last time, and I wonder if I could talk him into it if he's here. Is Dan Paisley, is he out there? Will you come sing one, please, with a... If you don't mind, I know this is the meanest thing I could probably do to anybody, like put you on the spot like this, but you're such a big stud and you can sing it good and you know it. Come out!
Yes,
that's really terrible to put him on the spot, but I won't feel so bad. I think he's one of the finest bluegrass singers that was ever made. And he probably won't ever come here again if we're here now, probably.
He said, "Do you hate me now?" I said, "Absolutely."
We want to thank y'all so much for being so nice to us. Also, want to thank everybody that came by the record table and picked up a little something. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Stick around because tomorrow there's another full day coming up with a lot more music at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. I hope everybody's having a good time. And until we see you next time, everybody be safe going home. And we'll see you.
Allison Krauss, Union Station, and Danny Paisley. Give the whole package a big hand. Danny says from now on it's Danny Paisley, and maybe he'll let Bob play, maybe he won't. I believe that's it. We'll see, all right?
I was wondering. I don't think so. It couldn't be any better than that. He just, man.
Good golly.
Wow. Well, that was fun. Man, thanks again, everybody. We're just having too much fun here once again, so... We'll try this one and say good evening. Thank you all for being so nice to us, and thanks to all the folks here at the festival once again. We've had a ball.
I've done all I can do to keep that woman. Still, she's not satisfied. Hey, hey, Delamain, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamain, I'll get even someday. Swinging with this big section gang. Big Bill Johnson is my that's back hammer that I swing for a dollar and a half a day. It's all for my hey, hey, Delamain, why do you treat me this way? Places and not much I ain't done. There's still things I'd like to see. That's my hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love. Yeah, one's gonna be the death of me.
Hey, hey, Delamain, why do you treat me this way?
Allison Krauss and Union Station. That's it, folks. It's been a big one. And tomorrow we'll start it at 10 with Front Range. We'll have the traditional grass, third time out, and a lot of others, including at 5 tomorrow, the Johnson Mountain Boys with a big, long show. And then that'll bring it to a close. So be with us tomorrow for the third and final day of the 24th annual Bluegrass Get-Together, presented proudly by the Brandywine Friends of Old Time Music. Again, thank you for being with us. Be careful on your way home and join us tomorrow, and we'll close this festival out in style. Good night.